This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843. We've got some great news. Those of you that follow us, and I encourage you, please, to follow us on Twitter at Big O Show, because you find out about everything going on from my life to whatever. You know, it's like some people are like, hey, where you been? And it's like, don't you just follow on Twitter and you'll everything's there on Twitter, dude. You while I'm watching a game, I'll be tweeting. If I'm in a hospital, I'll tell you. If I'm out somewhere, I'll tell you. If I don't like something, I'll tell you. I mean, it just on Twitter, you'll see it all there. I mean, everything. And we broke the news yesterday that Inside the Paint has returned. And I say has returned because, you know, it's kind of, you know, we started the onside thing. And so, you know, most of those elements were elements that I came up with. And so I wanted to continue Inside the Paint. And I'm really, really excited to announce that next Wednesday, the Pallet Rack City Inside the Paint show will start. And it'll start at 10 a.m. So I'm going to come on Wednesdays now around 9:45. So I'll be on for about 15 minutes prior to the guys. So they, you know, get a little warm up there. We'll get it going. And then Ira Winderman and Clay Ferraro from Channel 10 will be the Inside the Paint guys every single week. And it starts, you know, it's an exciting time for the show because not only are we growing and expanding, and I thank you all for that immensely. I can't thank you guys enough for it. But, as we're adding all of these elements, I told you the show is going to start to expand and we'll start to add more hours to the show, more features to the show, those kind of things. This one will be one of those features. The guys will be talking basketball for 1 hour every week, going around the NBA, obviously talking about everything going on with the Miami Heat, what kind of trades. Ira, we all know, has been on this thing from day one, and he is a monster. He is absolutely phenomenal, and that's why he and Omar were the first guys I called right away. I said, hey, look, this is my idea now. Let's keep this thing going, and they were all in, and I love them for that. And so that's why this whole thing has been rocking. And remember, so next week, Ira and Clay Ferraro start every Wednesday at 10 a.m. with an hour of basketball talk. So that'll be great for all of you out there. And then the following week, we add Ira's two reports every week on August 3rd, I believe, is a Tuesday. I think Ira will be Tuesdays Tuesdays and Fridays, I think it is, or Tuesdays and Thursdays. No, Tuesdays and Fridays. That's what it is for Ira. So we're going to have Ira on Tuesdays and Fridays to talk a little basketball. So next week, we add Ira and Clay Ferraro. The following week, we add Ira with his two reports, and we add Kyle Krabs on Wednesdays. So you'll have Omar Kelly, you'll have Ira Winderman, you'll have Clay Ferraro, you'll have Kyle Krabs. And we're not done yet. We're going to be adding more to the list. I think right now, as it stands right now, I believe we have the best lineup in sports locally here in South Florida. Okay. No radio station, not 790, not 560 has a better lineup than what we have already as it is. And we're not done yet. We're just getting started and we will be creating. I'm telling you, look, if I can't find the right partners to create the ultimate sports station for South Florida that's truly dedicated to South Florida sports and not piping in any of this national bullshit and any of that crap that they've got going on, then if I can't find the right partners to do that, partners, whatever, corporation, you name it, then I wouldn't do it on not radio. I'm talking about keeping it on the digital platform because that's the future anyways. But if I can't do that, then I'm going to work my ass off to make this show the ultimate sports show for South Florida fans. That way, if they want to hear about their Dolphins, they're going to hear it here, man. They're going to hear about their Canes. We got Manny Navarro's the other one also. My God, I forgot about Manny Navarro. And so you'll hear Manny Navarro here twice a week. You're going to hear Ira Winderman here twice a week. You're going to hear Omar Kelly here twice a week. You're going to hear Kyle Krabs here weekly. Clay Ferraro will be joining Ira weekly here. And again, we're not done. We're going to add some more elements to the show because I want to make sure, you know, if Inter's doing something, then we'll bring on Michelle. We'll bring on Franco like we are today. You know what I mean? There's so many ways that we can go with this. And so that's why I'm really, really proud of what's going on here with this team and with this show right now and the direction that we're going in. So that way, I don't care if it's Marlins. I don't care if it's Inter. You name it, man. I mean, Alex Winley is another one that we bring on for Inter. She does a terrific job. So we're going to talk Inter. We're going to talk Marlins. We're going to talk Panthers plenty. As the Panther season comes up, Dwork, George Richardson, we'll bring them on too. You know, I bring on Jordan McPherson for the Marlins or Craig Mish. So we're gonna continue to round everything out here and be a complete sports talk show for all of you out there. And that's what I wanted. I want to – listen, I'm you guys. You know, I'm born and raised here, bro. I was born in Belgrade, Florida, in the far northwest corner of Palm Beach County. All right. Raised in Little Havana and Hialeah and now living in West Kendall. But I'm a South Florida guy, born and raised. I'm a true Floridian. And anybody that knows me knows that I'm all about our sports here in this town. That's all I care about is our sports. I love sports, period. But obviously what moves my heart or hurts it, like last night watching Inter Miami, you know, lose. And it's funny because a buddy of mine goes, "Well, dude, aren't you like a little happy about it?" I go, "Why am I going to be happy about it?" He goes, "Well, because, you know, they stopped the onside thing." And I go, "Well, that's you gotta separate the two, man. It's business. It didn't work out. They weren't on board completely. That's fine. You know, we move on and I'll move on in my direction." But they handled everything with class. You know, unlike a couple of my prior stops, you know, where you dealt with pure garbage. You know what I'm saying? I love Jorge Mas, man. I, you know, it didn't work out. Whatever, man. You move on. That's it. It is what it is. It's not a big deal. But I'm not going to sit there and root against Inter Miami because of this or whatever. I told him, "Oh, dude, I don't have any bitter feelings about that. I was disappointed. I was disappointed." Yeah, you know what? I was bitter a little bit at the beginning. You know, not at them, not specifically at them, because they, you know, in a way, they don't really know better. So it's fine. You know, it's not a big deal. I can move on. But I see, it's kind of like, you know, when I was at QAM and I got fired, it was like this relief, you know, and it's kind of like, okay, if I don't have anywhere to go, then I'd be concerned. Okay. But I know that I can find a way to do something. You know what I mean? I'm not the quitting type, man. That's just not who I am. It's never who I've been. And so I am dead set on creating something that, because it doesn't exist here in South Florida. You know what I mean? You got some half-ass radio stations that really don't care. And, you know, they're going by old radio rules and all that crap. And they don't really give a shit about our town and our teams. They're here to try to make them, you know, a penny if they can. And that's about it. You know, listen, I would like to make enough money so I can actually survive. But I'm not looking to get rich here. I'm not looking to do any of that. What I'm looking to do is create something for you guys out there, because I want for you guys what I want for myself. You know, when we had back in the day, you know, the old QAM, you know, that's what we're talking about. We don't have that anymore. We don't have any kind of dedication like Greg Reed had to sports radio. It's not even, forget about it. It's a joke. But I am from that school. And so we're going to dedicate ourselves on this show to try to build the most kick-ass sports talk show for all of you out there. So thank you all for tuning in.